This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Casa Bella Home and Interiors.
Well, coming up next weekend on the 26th, a special event with the Altruista Club of Roseburg. And Karen Fager is in. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So tell us about what you have going on.
Well, we're going to have something called Stuff the Bus with Children's Books. As you probably remember, Altruista is known for all of the activities we have to sponsor children's literacy. Our biggest events are in February when we have the Celebration of Literacy, but we go through a lot of children's books all year long.
Yeah. Do you have any idea in the course of a year how many you guys give out sometimes?
We give out over 10,000 a year. Children's books, and in the last 5 years we've given out over 65,000 children's books in Douglas County.
But where do you find all these books?
Well, we're happy to say that we do get some grants and have some wonderful donors who help us buy children's books for Celebration of Literacy, but throughout the year we collect them wherever we can. Sometimes we can go to garage sales, and if people are willing, they will give us the children's books, but we give so many away. We have a lot of little libraries, little community libraries in Roseburg and Douglas and in the Master Gardeners area. In their Discovery Garden, they have a little library. In Winston, the Safari has a little library in the village. And we put books in all those little libraries, so it takes a lot of children's books.
So the event is obviously to collect books and get a lot more to give away.
That's exactly right. If you have any books at your home, or if you're a teacher and have some on your shelves at school and you're not using them, we would love to recycle them for our projects. So on the 26th, that's next Saturday, in Sherm's parking lot, there will be a yellow school bus, and we're going to try to stuff it with children's books. So if you bring us your gently used or new books, we would be happy to recycle them for our projects.
Well, as life goes through various phases, sometimes people have younger kids, they have the books, the kids get older, and the books just sit there and don't really do much other than take up space, which is probably exactly who you're thinking about.
That's who we're thinking about. So if you'll bring them to us, we will put them to good use, because a book sitting on a shelf doesn't do any child any good. So if we can get them in their hands, we would love to do that.
So kids' books of any type of subject?
Any type and subject. You know, there are a lot of interests. Kids, some of them like science fiction books. Some of them like stories. We go through a lot of picture books just for the little ones that are learning to read, and that's wonderful, because if we can start people learning to read at an early age, they're very much successful in life. We believe that reading is fundamental to all learning.
And I imagine, too, sometimes you can get books in Spanish.
We do get books in Spanish, and we have a need for those in this area, so we're very happy to include those with all of our projects.
And even for parents who want to sort of help teach their kids a little bit of Spanish, that a lot of times could be a good way.
Yes, a lot of times we have books that are dual, English and Spanish, and so that helps when you can read a story and then read it again in Spanish. It helps emphasize the words.
So Altruista Club has been around for how long?
We were chartered in 1966 in Roseburg.
And how long have you been part of it?
I've been it for 30 years.
So what motivates you to put all the time into this?
Well, I do believe in the activities that Altruista does. We have mostly our children's literacy projects, but we also have scholarships for our high school students graduating in Douglas County, and we've given out, in the last 5 years, $21,500 in scholarship.
Wow, a lot going on. Altruista Club of Roseburg again. It is Saturday the 26th, 10 to 4, in the parking lot of Sherm's Thunderbird to collect books. Karen, anything else you want to mention?
No, but thank you very much. I hope to see a lot of people there with their books on Saturday.
All right, thanks for coming in. 8:35 at the Morning Report.